bring you back to the 80s with Europe and the final countdown. A countdown to 10 o'clock. 20 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour on a Thursday, the 1st of December, 2022. And coming to you from out of the blue, it's Radio Life and Style, where real music lives. Not just great tunes, but cool local perspectives as well. And I told you this morning, we're going to be lifting the lid and giving you the inside scoop on Lalela Estate, a name that has been trending and that's been getting some serious attention as an incredibly unique offering on the local residential scene on the Dolphin Coast. And to paint the full picture for us, we've got a full house, a full studio this morning. And, well, let's start on the far end. Joining us for a special real estate chat, we've got Jeff Perkins, MD of Collins Residential, in the house wearing his Christmas party attire. And, Jeff, good morning to you. How are you
morning,
doing?
Morning.
Thanks for making it in good time. I know you're a busy man. You've been running all over the place, but you've just made it in the nick of time for this interview. Alongside you, we've got Melanie Clarkson, marketing and communications manager for Collins Residential. And Melanie, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning, Mike. Great, thank you.
Brilliant. And rounding out the team, Trendy Tilbrook, development manager, is in the house with us. Trendy, how's your Thursday going so far?
Fantastic, thank you.
Great to have you all in the house. And looking forward to lifting the lid now on Lalela Estate, an incredibly unique offering, something that is getting lots of attention, lots of press, and lots of buyers really excited. So maybe at this juncture, let's kick off by looking at what makes Lalela Estate such a unique offering. And Trendy, do you want to kick us off and take us for a little whiz?
Sure, Mike, thank you. Yeah, maybe just a bit of helpful trivia. The word Lalela is Zulu for listen.
There you go. You're listening to it right now.
While we were conceptualizing Lalela, we really tried to listen to the market and what the market was looking for in terms of a product. So we engaged with our professionals, thought through our target market, and what we saw was a nice gap for, I guess, a lot of young families moving into Ballito, looking for a freestanding opportunity at a more of an entry-level price as such. Now, if you look around what's available in the market at the moment, if you're spending 2.3, 2.4 million, you're probably getting a sectional title unit, three beds, two baths.
Yeah.
Double levies. We thought if we could just bring a freestanding opportunity to the market with a little garden, so for young kids, a little trampoline or a plunge pool or a pet or something like that, we thought that was quite a unique opportunity. So yeah, I think the price point for the target market is what really makes Lalela quite unique amongst a few other things which I'm sure we'll discuss.
Well, for a freestanding opportunity, that is incredible. Jeff, as the MD of Collins Residential, how much of a coup, how much of a big deal is this for you? And you got your fingers in lots of developments, of course, but this seems to really be bringing something special to the market, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to echo what Trendy said, we wanted to do something completely different. This particular estate, more than half of it is open spaces with loads of amenities, which we'll get to. And I mean, the big trigger point: single residential, freestanding. It's virtually never been done on this scale. In fact, I don't believe it has been done on this scale at that particular price point with everything that comes with it. So we just over the moon. We've been able to do it. And we'll hopefully make lots and lots of families proud and happy.
Well, by the sounds of things, looking at some of the numbers, there's already been an incredible interest and buy-in. Melanie, on the marketing and communications front, this has got to be a kind of a slam dunk for you because it's blazing a new trail and catering to a segment of the market that really hasn't been served properly before. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. The take-up has been so phenomenal. We had a Lalela Family Day a couple of weekends ago, and it was so lovely to actually meet the community that is one day going to reside there, and to see the heartbeat behind what will create Lalela. So we met we've sold over 60 homes already in a very short space of time.
So that's 60 families that are now coming down to call it home.
Absolutely. 60 families moving to the area, some as far as Hillcrest, Durban North. Some already residing in the area.
Wow.
And just your typical starter home, baby in a pram, dog, also the retiree market, professionals, individuals. It's a beautiful, diverse, eclectic mix, which I think is also representative of what the North Coast is all about.
Wow.
But all loving the dream of their first home or their second or third home, multiple property, and just the phenomenal facilities on offer. They're going to be living in a lifestyle estate.
And that is a key word, lifestyle. It ticks so many boxes as an offering, Lalela. And there appears to be a lot of careful and deliberate consideration given to the overall layout of the estate. Maybe Trini, can you tell me about the estate's flow and design? And there's a special connection between Lalela Estate and the Manor House, I believe, as well.
Yeah, sure. So we've got a couple of pockets where we do have a sectional title opportunity, but as we say, about 496 of the homes that will be available are freestanding. And to Jeff's point earlier, you know, 40 to 50% of the estate is open spaces. So there's loads of wetlands and green belts and dams, and we've positioned little bright pods and picnic areas and pause areas and amenities throughout the estate.
Cool,
so
man.
Really focusing on those young families. At the entrance, you have the well-known Manor House on the North Coast.
An icon.
You can yes, exactly. See it from the end to, a bit of money and time has been spent on bringing her back to her old beauty. So it really is worth having a look. But the idea there is for the Manor House to be accessible to the public. So members of the public will be able to access it, coffee shop, restaurant, bar, and some amenities in and around the Manor House, and then also there to serve the estate.
That's fantastic. And I know we've got Jeremy Loops this weekend, for example, at the Manor House. So this iconic landmark of the North Coast has been really brought back to its former glory and then some. Melanie, your thoughts on that special relationship between Lalela and the Manor House?
Yeah, it's a beautiful relationship. I think in addition to the facilities already offered in Lalela, so rehabilitated open grasslands, community gardens, picnic sites, bird hides, herb gardens. We're also looking at offering some really good built facilities.
Yeah.
So there will be a kids club, a community clubhouse, skate parks, putt pack.
Wow.
Pools with slides, cricket nets.
Why would you ever want to leave?
Why would you ever want to leave the North Coast?
it's a full service offering. I mean, it ticks so many boxes from a family point of view, from a leisure point of view, from a lifestyle point of view. Looking at the concept of the special lane architecture and inclusion of cul-de-sacs, I believe this has been a very deliberate design element to create a feeling of community. Jeff, is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, that whole kind of village, that whole kind of village feel is what we were looking at, and we've very successfully been able to do that in our first couple of phases. And another big thing with single residential properties, freehold properties, is our ability to, you know, nowadays utilities are a big factor in everyone's life.
Yeah.
Electricity is going through the roof annually. Water costs are going through the roof, all above inflation rates. So when you've got a freestanding home at this kind of level, we can get innovative with the most efficient LED lighting, rainwater harvesting for each home. So the idea is when you're watering your garden, you're using harvested rainwater, gas geysers, gas hob. And you know, those are game changers. So the amount of electricity that a typical home is going to be using is going to be considerably less than conventional homes that have already been built.
Brilliant. So that element of sustainability has really been a thought and a consideration from the get-go. And I believe that homes are going to be inverter ready as well. So if you want to go, off-grid or partially off-grid, that's definitely part of the design as well. And there's been a lot of talk about the development around Lalela Estate. Trini, looking at this upcoming N2 interchange, what kind of impact for buyers is this going to have for Lalela and surrounding estates?
Yeah, I think the new interchange is a game changer. I think especially for those maybe stuck a bit further north, the bridge over Mshlali it's been a nightmare for years.
Yeah.
So I do believe with this new interchange slightly closer, we've got 800 opportunities in Lalela, there's another 1,200 in Seaton itself, it really becomes a whole new node.
Wow.
You know, I guess if we think back to Ballito 15 years ago before they upgraded the Ballito interchange, I don't know if you remember those days. So I think we're looking forward to that. That's an absolute game changer. We're aiming to commence construction on the off-ramps in February.
Oh, really? As soon as that?
February we start construction of the off-ramps, due to be completed by September, October next year.
Wow.
We do think it'll make a big difference. I mean, we were chatting earlier just before the show and we were saying, oh, the traffic in Ballito is terrible. Perspective compared to Joburg and Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah.
5 minutes isn't that bad, but we do like interchanges.
Fantastic. And talking about the interest from buyers to date? Melanie, you mentioned already 60 new families coming down to the North Coast. Overall, what has the picture been like in terms of the interest in the development at Lalela Estate?
It's exceeded our expectation. So the good news is we are ready to break ground early in the new year. And we'll be following very quickly with platforming, putting in bulk services and starting to build the homes. So we're bringing that dream a lot closer for the end buyer. There is already a fully built and beautifully decorated show house on site. So one can firmly envisage what the end result will be. But yeah, our momentum is fantastic, and we're all systems go for early next year.
That's fantabulous. And Jeff, as MD of Collins Residential, you're obviously an entity that has got an incredible track record, and brings a huge amount of credibility to a development like this as well. It's got to be a great peace of mind for a potential investor looking at, you know, who are the guys behind the development. Oh, okay, these guys know what they're doing. Do you see this paving the way for a whole new class of development on the North Coast for the years to come?
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've prided ourselves on ensuring that amenities are available when the first homeowner. It was almost our little internal motto. When the first homeowner arrives, there's a clubhouse that's already been built and amenities and so on and so forth.
Boom.
So we've stuck to that, and we've honoured that in every single estate, be it Zululami, it'll be honoured in Seton, it'll be honoured in Lalela, and all the others. And we've, as a group, have invested heavily in the North Coast. We love the North Coast. It's what's rocking. Most of the country loves the North Coast, so we're here to stay.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm with you all the way. And for those that are now seriously excited and want to find out more, Melanie, how can folks book a site tour and get in touch with the team at Lalela?
We'd love to host you. So we've got Facebook, Instagram pages, website, Lalela Estate. Our team's on site every day of the week. Come through, you're welcome.
There you go. Listen to the sounds of birds chirping in the canopy of trees overhead as the wind moves playfully all around, drawing you to a safe and welcoming environment. Lalela Estate in Sheffield inspires family family living with 2 and 3 bedroom freestanding homes, family homes from 2.295 million, perfectly positioned on the KZN North Coast, overlooking stunning views of 104 hectares of natural wetlands. This is a secure estate where kids can play freely, and it's waiting for you. Find out more at lalelaestate.com and book your site tour. My special guest in studio with me this morning, Jeff Perkins, MD of Collins Residential, Trinity Tilbrook, Development Manager, and Melanie Clarkson, Marketing and Communications Manager. Guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning, for painting such a gorgeous picture for us, and I'll be seeing you at the Jamie Loops concert this Saturday at Manor House. What do you say?
Absolutely. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Mike.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Mike.
You heard it on 88 FM.
88 FM. Live from the center.
Hello.
Of the
world. Hold on, guys.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Cause it's been going on so long.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
They say it won't last too long. They'll eat their words with a fork and spoon and watch them. They'll hit the road and I'll be serving soon. And when they
catch a wave, they'll be sitting on top of the world.
Catch a wave, but don't you treat it like a toll. Just get away from the shit.
88 FM, live from the center of Ballito.
Now the wide pass for Wazili LaRue. Here's Latanya Arm. Nice.
Ach no, man. Flipping Eskom is driving me crazy with this load shedding. I can't stand it.
Harry, it's time to make the smart move to solar so we can keep the lights on around here.
And more importantly, to be able to finish the game. Actually, I see that Northside has expanded their solar power range and they've got solar trained staff to give expert advice.
Helpful advice and affordable solar ice.